And they actually gave out some Oscars, when was it, last night, Dean?
Yeah, last night in Hollywood they gave out what they call the Governor's Awards. These are they do this several times before the actual Academy Awards ceremony, so the ceremony doesn't go on too long for, you know, people watching on television. This is a non-televised event, but it honors people who have made significant contributions to motion pictures who may or may not have already received Oscars for their work. Last night, 97-year-old Mel Brooks got himself a Governor's Award last night. Veteran actress Angela Bassett, also film editor Carol Littleton, and Sundance's Michelle Satter. Angela Bassett was nominated for an Oscar last year. She lost in the Best Supporting Actress category for her role in Black Panther. But last night, she made a beautiful speech celebrating all the black actresses who have won Oscars before her. Mel Brooks did win an Oscar, actually, back in 1969 for writing Blazing Saddles, because that campfire scene is one of the most genius scenes of all time in motion picture history, as we all know. He had people rolling in the aisles during his speech last night at 97. He is still brilliant. And he said this time he promises not to sell this Oscar that he got.
Yeah, he doesn't need it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't need the money. What's the Tom Cruise news this morning?
Tom Cruise just signed a deal with Warner Brothers Picture pretty much forever. He's been with Paramount and developing pictures with them, but he signed a brand new deal with Warner Brothers for developing brand new concepts and motion pictures. There is no sign of him slowing down. His latest Mission Impossible movies was one of the most successful of 2023. He's said that he's wanted to make a movie in outer space, in real outer space. You know, maybe that'll be one of the new projects that he does. Warner Brothers gave us movies like Wonka this year, The Color Purple. They've had major, major hits. Oh, Barbie, of course, the biggest movie of 2023. So he's signing up with a pretty good company.
Yes, he is. Good news for Mandalorian fans today, huh?
Yes, and Star Wars fans in general. The Lucasfilms that owns Star Wars and co-owns it, actually, with Disney now, has said that they are going to bring The Mandalorian to the big screen. It's one of their most successful projects on television, on Disney Plus. But now they say they will be bringing The Mandalorian and Grogu to the big screen. This will be the first time that they both will be featured. Grogu, for those of you in the know, of course, you know that's Baby Yoda. First time that they will appear in movies. They're going to start filming sometime later on this year, and no word yet on when this will come to theaters. But I got to think, if they're just going to be starting on it this year, it's going to be a couple, 2-3 years before we see it in theaters.
Sounds like it. Dean, how was Paul Conrad's autism benefit last night?
This was so amazing. It took place last night in Bridgeport, this new kind of event space, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's an art gallery. It's restaurants, all kinds of things. But we had a band there last night. That we had food tastings, and it was all to raise money and to raise awareness for an organization that Paul really has spearheaded, that works with people with autism and developmental challenges to help them lead normal lives, quote, normal lives, to get jobs, you know, to, you know, do things that they otherwise might not be able to do. But it was a great night last night. And Lou Manfredini was there, showed up and stopped by with his son. And so many people stopping me last night saying how much they enjoy our little segment here every morning between 8 and 8:30. So thank
you. That's nice.
Thank you all for listening. I can't really attest to how much those people were drinking before they told me that, but it doesn't matter. I'll take a compliment either way.
We talked to Paul Conrad on our show here yesterday. Is he the world's nicest guy or what?
Well, yeah, he doesn't like people to know that he's the world's nicest guy.
But he is.
He likes people to think that he's you know, mean and crusty and angry. But inside all of that is a true, true, true heart of gold. He does so much to help other people. I was very happy to also be part of this event last night as well. You know, we bald people all stick together.
Is that it?
That's a fraternity.
What is coming to our televisions this week?
Well, it's the long-awaited debut on home video of Killers of the Flower Moon. This is the Martin Scorsese-directed movie that Lily Gladstone just won a Golden Globe for as Best Actress. Leonardo DiCaprio stars in the movie. Robert De Niro stars in the movie. It's this movie that is about the plight of the oil-wealthy Osage Nation and how they were taken advantage of. Now, this is this movie, we've talked about this a lot, that clocks in about 3.5 hours long. So a lot of people have said, I'm not going to go to the theater and sit there for 3.5 hours. But now it's going to be on Apple TV Plus starting on Friday. So you can stream it. You can pause it as many times as you want. You can go get something to eat as many times as you want. You can do whatever it is that you want to do.
Watch it over a period of weeks.
Watch it over. Let us know how you like the first half of it by Valentine's Day. That would be nice. That really is the big release of the week. But there's a lot more. Kevin Hart's got a new movie out this week that's called Lift, in which he heads up an international ring of thieves who steal $1 billion in gold from a plane mid-air. That will begin Friday on Netflix. Also,
I thought that was about a rideshare service. I guess I was wrong about that.
Seems like it would be with that name, Lyft. Right. Or somebody of Kevin Hart's stature about shoes that make him a little taller. The Lyfts. There's a lot of ways he could go with that. Also Friday on Hulu, there's a pretty funny movie that's called Self-Reliance, about a guy who has to survive for 30 days in order to win $1 million. Now, the trick of all this is an army of assassins are trying to murder him within that 30 days. Jake Johnson and Anna Kendrick and Andy Samberg are all part of the cast. Kaylee Cuoco is got a new one out that's on Amazon Prime. She plays a suburban mom protecting her family when her secret double life as an assassin is revealed. That is called Role Play, and that's going to be out on Friday. Disney Plus and Hulu have a new Marvel series premiering on, that's actually out right now. Echo is the name of it. And that is streaming, as I say, Disney Plus and on Hulu. Thursday on Peacock. Tomorrow, America's favorite foul-mouthed talking teddy bear is back. Seth MacFarlane returning as the voice of Ted. What else do we have this week? We've got something for the kids that's called Bluey. Season 3 of Bluey debuts Friday on Disney Plus. A couple of documentaries. One is about the world of Grand Slam tennis. It's called Breakpoint. That's on Netflix. And Going to Mars is a documentary on the life of poet and social commentator Nikki Giovanni. That is streaming now on Max.
I've been meaning to share this text with you the last couple days.
Uh-oh.
Does Dean know you'll like this? Does Dean have a cookbook out? If not, he should.
Oh, no.
No,
I do not have a cookbook out. The main reason for that is I'm way too lazy to actually do that. A lot of people have said that I should because they seem to enjoy the recipes that we do. You know, everything is online. We've got all the recipes that are online. I have collected cookbooks since forever. I've got a room with nothing but cookbooks in them. And I go into there and it's like, oh, that's nice to have. Why do I have all of these books? What am I going to do with all of this? stuff. And
well, does the word plagiarize come to mind?
Oh, well, see, that's not a terrible idea either. Yeah. It's much easier to plagiarize online. Ask any university official, and they will,
that's right.
They'll tell you how easy it is to do that. My mom had hundreds of cookbooks that she collected through the years, and I just think that... anything that you want, you can get online. It's just a lot easier than having thousands of books around the house. So that's the real reason why I probably am not going to do it. And if you want any of my recipes, they are on WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. All the recipes are there, and you can find those. And because it's going to be like 2 degrees over the weekend,
right?
I thought we would do like a really good cold weather recipe for today. And I'm going to show today how easy it is to make homemade tomato soup. But this is a homemade tomato soup that includes sun-dried tomatoes, so that really rich tomato taste that you can't get, especially this time of year, with fresh basil, a load of fresh basil in it. It's so delicious and super, super easy to make. And what goes with, tomato soup? Grilled cheese sandwiches.
I was going to ask you if you were going to do that.
I'm doing some grilled cheese sandwiches on the side, but my favorite grilled cheese sandwich, I like any grilled cheese sandwich, but my favorite is my French onion grilled cheese sandwich. It's like a regular grilled cheese sandwich, but I caramelize some onions ahead of time. I put that on the sandwich with the cheese and a little bit of butter, grill it up in a pan, and it is so super delicious. Goes great with the soup.
Sounds good. In about an hour on WGN-TV. You know, talking about cookbooks, recently my wife, she unearthed this cookbook that belonged to her grandmother.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, the book was falling apart, but she managed to get a hold of it, and it's got all these old Cuban family recipes in there.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic.
So I think she's going to be doing some of those, although she's got to first take the pages out that have all the plots to kill Castro.
Oh, so, that's
nice. She's working on that now.
I have a few of my mom's cookbooks that she would make notes in the recipes of them. So some of them have her hand scribbled notes where, you know, she would try a recipe and alter it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But mostly she was correcting the authors. She would say that, I don't like the way that this is. I want to I do it this way. And those I will treasure forever. But all of the literally the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other cookbooks, I'm going to donate to, I don't know, you know, like Goodwill or, you know, somebody, so somebody can appreciate them, because I'm tired of moving them around. I'll tell you that much.
Well, at least it gets your you get your exercise that way.
That's true. It is like a little weightlifting, I guess. Right.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. See you.